Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
So you work for the Ultra Health?
It may be one of our online vendors that we service. Would you please, ma'am, provide me with your zip code so I can get that account pulled up for you?
Okay. The zip code is 53923.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Kathleen Summers.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second. Let me try and locate that account for you. Okay, ma'am. It looks like here, I was
It's
able
Summers
to
with an
locate.
O.
Yes, ma'am. I was able to locate that account for you. And it looks like here this account is canceled, and it looks like it's being disputed. So I won't be able to open that account for you or do anything on that account.
Okay, because the dispute was between that Ultra Health and my city bank card, where an amount was charged, and I was trying to determine what merchandise I had received.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, let me open this account and see. Okay. If you will, please, ma'am, verify the mailing address for me.
Okay, N8164 Warren Key Road, Cambria, Wisconsin.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one second here and see. Okay, so it looks like here, it says here you entered into a contest on December 27th for a Dyson vacuum. And when you enrolled into that contest, I don't know if you read their terms and conditions or not. I just have them in front of me because it pulls up with the subscription. But it stated that when you completed the enrollment for that contest that you would be automatically enrolled into a meal plan app, which is called Bites Hub. That is B as in boy, I as in igloo, T as in tango, E as in Edward, S as in Sierra, Hub, H as in home, U as in umbrella, and B as in boy, Bites Hub. And that meal plan app, it's an app like a food plan app that helps you determine like your food choices, or to help you cut sugar cravings and carb cravings. And it has like recipes and stuff like that on there. But it looks like here that's what that charge was for.
Okay, but would I, because I have not received anything.
Okay, so they I know it says
And
here that
actually,
if you were the winner of the contest of that Dyson vacuum, that they would have emailed you. I'm not sure if you received the email from whoever
but
you did.
this Bites Hub, my credit card company says that I received, and they said I received
You're talking about this charge for $49.89?
They said
Yes.
something was delivered to my home by the company or merchant. I
I'm
can
not
remember
sure.
that online, but I didn't think I had actually signed into it for receiving any.
Well,
You said,
I'm not seeing anything being shipped here. I just see this app. You should have got an email about the app to download it, though.
which I don't believe I did that. But the thing I got from my credit card saying the merchant provided documentation confirming merchandise was delivered to your home address. And so I was trying to determine who was the merchant and what merchandise should have been delivered. And
I'm not sure, ma'am. I don't even have a tracking number for you.
no, okay. This was in December, I have December 27th, and the amount that was charged. to my credit card.
And it says here that dispute, it looks like here the bank put the chargeback status on this. And on January 5th, well, January 3rd, actually. So I'm not sure what they said got shipped to you, but
yeah, and I'm not sure either. You know, I'm responsible for paying it because it says the merchandise confirmed that they made a delivery.
I'm guessing they may have emailed you. I'm not sure. Again,
okay.
I'm not sure.
And again, the email would have come from Ultra Health or Bites Hub.
It may would have came from Ultra. Seeing as was that who you did the survey with, ma'am?
I am not sure. The Ultra Health shaped, it says LIF, Ultra Health shaped LIF.
So it could.
It's the thing that appears. Pardon?
That appears for the merchant name.
That's yes. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
And that's why it didn't make any sense in what you said, the Bites Hub. That's the first that I'm aware of that name also.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll Google my old emails for the, and see if any of those pop up. But I think the credit card company, whatever they had said that something cosmetic wise or cream had been delivered, and that's not the case.
Would you by chance have another product you ordered from online, ma'am?
No, the last thing like that I ordered was back in July, and I received that shipment, and it was the amount was entirely different than this $49.89. Okay, I'll see if I can track down anything further in my emails.
Okay, yes,
but
ma'am.
It's canceled, right? You said the
yes,
my
ma'am,
subscription
the bank.
Or anything has been canceled.
Yes, ma'am,
yes.
The bank got his account completely canceled.
Yes, 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 because I don't want to receive any more whatever I didn't receive in the first place.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for your assistance.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi.